hero. My heart is so heavy. Where are yours? How many was it lost? I trouble my soul. Oh, what did I remember? When I remember I had a one girl. Pickup truck, 20 miles to Salem, Arkansas. Preached the first message I ever tried to preach. Woo! Amen. 46 years down the road. Still got one goal. How's it been, Brother Thomas? Amen. This last verse kind of tells the story. Amen. Of 46 years. I'm filled with ambition. I worry my mind.
Don't
dream of successes.
Dream of successes.
And I'll never find.
I'm haunted by failure.
I trouble my soul. Yeah.
Chapter 16 and verse 33. These things I've spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Let's say that together. I have overcome the world. Let's say it together again. I have overcome the world. You have? Say yes. Why have you? Say why. Because you're the body of Christ, and members in particular, and he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. Amen. Has Christ overcome the world? Then I declare to you, the body of Christ will overcome the world. Praise him for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. All these tribulations are in the plan. All these tribulations and trials are what make us worth 2 cents. Amen. All these tribulations and trials is what keeps our head from swelling and makes our heart bigger. Amen. All these tribulations and trials are what humble us and humble our pride. Amen. And make us able in the absence of pride to minister and empathize and sympathize with others in need. Amen. Everything according to plan. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. 46 years ago, I stood up in Salem, Arkansas. Amen. And read, it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw 2 ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. What's a drought? That's a bunch. That's a big string of fish. That's a big net full of fish. Praise God. Simon answered and said to him, Master, we've taught all night, taken nothing, never left. At thy word, we will let down the net. Peter obeyed God. That's why I told him in Salem, Arkansas, 46 years ago. Peter obeyed God, and because he obeyed God, when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish hooks, and their net break. Wouldn't you like to have problems like that? Amen. So many fish broke the net. Hallelujah. You'd tell it to your grandchildren, wouldn't you? Caught so many fish one time, broke the net. Whoo, glory. Amen. They beckoned unto their partners which were on the other ship, and they should come and help them. They wasn't a bit jealous. They wasn't a bit envious. They wasn't a bit selfish. Said, we need some help. We got so many fish. We need some more preachers. I mean, we need some more fishermen. Same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. And they came and filled those ships. And there's enough fish this morning to fill every ship if we just get our net on the right side. Hallelujah. Amen. So that they begin to sink.
What problems they had that day. What successful problems they had. A breaking net and a sinking ship. Why'd your ship sink? Peter, why'd your ship sink? Jane, why'd your ship sink? John, we just got so many fish because we obeyed the Lord. Amen. The Lord liked to sunk our ship. Oh! Couldn't take care of them all. Glory to God. Amen. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, I'm a sinful man, Lord." They've got a statue now there in the north end of Galilee at that spot where traditionally Jesus did that. And I took a picture of it a few years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago. Praise God. Vern and Laura and a bunch of us was there. Amen. And Peter was down on his knees in the statue, and the caption was there. Praise God. Oh, yes. And he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the drought of fishes which they had taken. So was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." That's what I read in my 5-minute message 46 years ago. Amen. And I'll trust that I won't belabor you too much longer than that today one more time. Amen. If Peter hadn't obeyed God, he wouldn't have caught nothing. Amen. If Peter hadn't obeyed the Lord and given him his boat, he wouldn't have caught a fish. If Peter hadn't unselfishly obeyed the Lord and left off mending his nets and let Jesus preach out of his... Amen. Well, it cost, amen, $100,000 to get a rig like that today. If he hadn't let Jesus, amen, borrow his $100,000 rig, amen, to preach out of for a pulpit, amen. If he'd have said, "Let him go get his own boat, I worked hard for this." That's what some people say when you take up an offering in the church. Right. Amen. Let him go make his own money. I worked hard for this. Right. Amen. You're not going to catch nothing neither. Amen. Amen. You're not going to get no blessing neither. Amen. Peter hadn't caught a fish all that long. Amen. And now he's facing failure. And Jesus comes along in his failure and says, "Let me borrow your boat." And he done it. He done it. And he got blessed. Praise God. I dreamed the other night. I was fishing with a great long line off a big old bluff. Amen. And the longest line I ever fished with. And I had about, amen, about 7 fish on the stringer. Amen. 4 big bass and 3 smaller bass, amen. Had a pretty good stringer. I mean, amen, enough to smell a skillet up real good. Amen, enough for dinner. Hallelujah. And I was fishing with such a long line. Amen. And I woke up, amen, and opened the Bible. And the first scripture I saw was, amen, "I come from the Father. And I'm come into the world. Again, I'll leave the world and go to the Father." Amen. Fear not. From this moment, thou shalt catch men. From henceforth, thou shalt catch men. Praise God. From henceforth, thou shalt catch men. Amen. That's what I did. Amen. I went forth. Amen. And you know what? For 46 years, praise God, I never solicited the meeting by calling another pastor and seeing if I could come and preach for it. And I don't, they call me all the time, and I almost always let them come unless I'm full up or don't know them. Amen. And I'm not against calling, but if you start it, you got to keep it up. Amen. There are some men that have a ministry that is not necessarily the type of ministry that you would call them to help you. And so they have to call you. Amen. But for 46 years, I've never called another pastor. Praise God. See if I could have an opening to preach. Amen. for 46 years I've never took up an offering for myself. Amen. Lived by faith for 46 years. Hallelujah. Amen. And after living by faith for 46 years, I'm here to tell you, amen, that I haven't lacked anything. I had clothes to wear. I had food to eat. I had a car to drive, and most of the time, a pretty new car. Fairly new car. Amen. God helped me to make all the payments. I couldn't afford a bad car, Brother Ray, because it might break down. Didn't have any money, so I had to make payments on a new one. Amen. And be sure and get me there. Amen. And so the only one I could afford was a pretty good car. Hallelujah. If you got a lot of money, you can buy an old car and start California in it. If you have to put transmission in, you got money to put transmission in on the way. But I didn't have no money for a transmission or nothing else, so I had to make payments on a new one. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Drove by faith. Drove so fast my 63 Ford. Amen. In 1964. Amen. Preached revival for C.M. Butler in Savannah, Georgia. Amen. And drove home, got off the freeway coming north. Amen. And drove so hard and so fast after church that night. Amen. I didn't know you had to change the PCV valve. Amen. And I never had to change it. And I could drive that 63 Ford fast enough to blow all the oil out of it. Drove it so hard. And I blew all the oil out of that Ford. Red light came on as I got off the interstate way after midnight in the country. Amen. But the Lord will make a way somehow. Amen. I saw a policeman and a man standing at a little old country station. And I said, thank God, they're just closing. Amen. And I went over there, and neither one of them had anything to do with that gas station. They didn't have the key. Amen. But one guy said, I work right down the road as a night watchman in a hinge factory. And he said, we got oil in there. Amen. And I drove that Ford down to that hinge factory. And he went in and took oil out of barrels and Coke bottles and poured it in my 63 Ford and filled that Ford up. Tell me the Lord won't make a way. Praise God. At 1 o'clock in the morning in the country with everything closed. Amen. God can put oil in your car.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Never one time have I doubted in 46 years. Not one time to my knowledge. Has it ever entered into my mind? Would God make a way somehow? I never did doubt. I told my wife when we got married, I said, we may not have everything we want, but the Lord will supply all our needs. And with one more on the team, I never doubted but what God would make a way. Amen. May come time to build houses, make tents, drywall. He furnished a job just right in time. Amen. To pay off everything. Amen. Go buy the extra groceries we needed. Amen. But he always made a way. For 46 years, never one time, to my knowledge, not one time, have I doubted whether God would make a way. Living by faith. Couldn't get a job in southern Missouri. Hadn't been there long enough. Nobody knew me. Amen. Just kept going for God. Amen. Just went through the open doors when they opened. Hallelujah. Sometimes appeared on the scene like Elijah. Suddenly. And disappeared the same way. Amen. Probing, seeking, finding that narrow path of God's perfect will. Amen. Not only never one time have I doubted whether God would make a way or not, when we got two children, I still live by faith. Amen. Praise God. And amen. Never have I lacked anything. Never have I doubted that God would provide. Never one time has God failed me in 46 years. I'm just like the disciples that came from their first evangelistic tour. Amen. And he said, when you went out, lacked you anything? And they said, nothing. Amen. Have you lacked anything, Doc Holland, in 46 years? Nothing. In fact, amen. Tell the truth about it, I had too much. Amen. Amen. Went to the doctor about 7 or 8 years ago, and he put me on a diet. Said, you're eating too much. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Ah, glory to God. Wouldn't it be a terrible thing if you had to live with faith and miss a few meals? And you wouldn't have to have a doctor to put you on a diet. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Praise God. I'll tell you, by the grace of God, I continue to this day. Amen. I did not wait till I had worked all my life at a well-paying job and then retired to try to do something for God. Amen. Amen. I remembered my Creator in the days of my youth and left all to follow Christ. I had a good job offered me on the Frisco Railroad as a mail clerk. Amen. When I was 17 years old, just started preaching. Same summer I started preaching. Amen. I said, you have to work on Sunday. Amen. Yeah, you have to be gone 2 or 3 weeks, Earl Ellis said. I said, I can't take that job. My dad said, son, I'd like for you to have something like that. Amen. But in just a few short years, amen, they took the passenger cars off of the Frisco line, amen, and took the steam engines out and put in oil burners. And my dad lost his job as stationary fireman at the roundhouse in Thayer, Missouri. Amen. But I still got the best job in creation. I'll never have my job, amen, than Bill Clinton's job. I'd rather have my job than Al Gore's job. Woo! When the floods come and the winds blow and the storm beats on the house and persecutions come, hallelujah, I'd rather have my job than any security that this world offers. Amen. No use to boast about how God's healed you and how you don't take any medicine if you ain't got faith enough to leave that job and launch out the faith and believe God take care of you. Amen. Praise God. If you won't leave the security of that secular job and go into all the world and preach the gospel and not doubt for one minute that God will make a way somehow, have you really got faith to pray for the sick and preach the gospel? Cast out devils? If you can't believe that God will make a way, amen. I believe God will make a way if he calls you. Amen. Don't misunderstand me. Everybody he calls, he don't send right away. And God has reserves sitting right in church. Amen. Amen. He had two men sitting on the sidelines to replace Judas. Yeah. Amen. They'd been there all the time. Hallelujah. He didn't have to hunt the world over and scour creation to find somebody to take Judas' place. He had two men that had been faithful, that had, amen, was worthy to be considered to replace Judas. I'll tell you something, if I won't serve God, if I won't believe God, amen, God will find somebody will. If I betray the Lord and let God down and mess up, God will find somebody that will serve God, amen, and go all the way with God. Hallelujah. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not one of those that believes you can't preach if you stumble and fall. I believe if God calls you and gives you the gift, that's irrevocable. Just as soon as you get saved again, you got to do it. I said, you got to do it. Some people say you can't do it. Amen, but that's just part of the cross you got to bear. You got to do it. The gift and the calling of God are without repentance. You may carry a heavy load and wear a scar, amen, and they may put a big A on your name, amen, for adultery, amen, the rest of your life. But if you get saved and you get right with God, you'll have to do the best you can, where you can, when you can, because the gift and the calling of God is irrevocable. Read it in your Bible.
Yes.
Romans chapter 11. It's without repentance.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know the 11th chapter of Hebrews said, after naming a whole string of heroes of faith, and among them Samson and David and Jephthah,
yes,
he said, these all obtained a good report by faith. I heard a preacher say the other day, amen, that David didn't have a good report. Amen. Oh, yes, he did. Amen. Oh, yes, he did. And Jesus still likes him, and he's still going to reign. Hallelujah. Amen. And some said, Samson, he didn't have a good report. Oh, yes, he did. By faith, he got it all back. Hallelujah. He had power with God again and killed more in his death than he did in his life. Amen. And there's that illegitimate Jephthah. Amen. Born with everything against him. His brethren hated him and cast him out. But one day they sent and got him. Amen. What did Jephthah have? He had faith. When mama didn't like him, dad didn't like him, and brothers and sisters didn't like him, and nobody liked him. Amen. And he had to run with another crowd. One day when they needed somebody to fight, somebody to be a captain, somebody to be a leader and judge in Israel. Amen. They sent for him. Said, we need you, Jephthah. We're sorry for the way we treated you. Amen. And you know what? Jephthah came out of seclusion. Jephthah came out of that motorcycle gang that he was in. Hallelujah. How rough bunch that he was in. Oh, glory to God. And put on the uniform and became the judge of Israel. You know what the Bible said? All these obtain a good report. And you can too if you got the guts. You can too if you got the backbone. You can too if you got the sinew. What you need to do is pray, God, give me a hide like a rhinoceros. Give me a backbone like a sawhog. Give me a pair of galvanized breeches. Amen. Help me to sign a contract to fight the devil in my fist and bite him till he got no teeth and then guard him till I die. If you got the fortitude and the faith, you can make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll have tribulation. All of us will.
Amen.
Amen. But you'll have it in the world. And from the world. Amen. And Jesus said, be of good cheer. Why did he say be of good cheer? Because I already told you it's going to happen. I told you it's going to have tribulation. Amen. So cheer up. It's in the plan. Everything's going right according to program. Everything's right on time. Amen. And let me tell you something else before I quit. Amen. I have overcome the world. Raise your hands and praise him. I have overcome the world. Amen. 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 46 years ago I started. And today I'm preaching in all the world. This morning I'm preaching all over Africa. This morning I'm preaching in the Philippines. This morning I'm preaching in California, Oklahoma, Arkansas. Amen. This morning I'm preaching in Mexico, South America. This morning I'm preaching, amen, in the isles of the sea. This morning I'm preaching in Romania and Russia. Praise God. You know what the Bible said? If you follow him, he'll make you fishers of men.
Yeah.
And this morning, my line's getting longer and longer. But I'm still reeling them in, David Ray. Amen. There's one good thing about fishing with a long line, Vern. The fish can't see you. Amen. And you won't scare the fish off. Amen. You catch them better that way. I was fishing in a slough that was off of the lake there across the railroad tracks, backed up by the lake underneath the culvert. Amen. And I could see fish by the hundreds out there floating around. I could see the biggest old bass, the biggest old brim, and the biggest old fish you ever saw out there. And the pond was just full of them. Amen. An acre of water with fish floating as thick as your fingers. And I wasn't catching a one. Brother Grubb. Amen. While I was sitting there fishing with my long cane pole, amen, stretched out over the water, here come Joe T. Robinson, my cousin. Amen. Grover was my mother's own uncle. Joe T. was Grover's son. Joe T. Robinson came around right where I hadn't caught a thing, and he throwed out a great long line and pulled that pole all the way back and hid in the bushes, and I stood there and watched him. I hadn't caught a thing. And I watched his line take off out across that pond. Amen. And time after time, I watched him do that, hide his pole and hide himself. And the fish took off with his line. He reeled in another one and another one and another one. Amen. If you're not catching fish, it may be that they can see you too well. It may be the old number one sticking out too far. Amen. Yeah, he's scaring the fish. Amen. He's scaring the deer off. Amen. He's causing the quail to shy and the pheasant to run away. Amen. But let's hide behind the cross this morning, so that none can see any save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And we'll not have to fear. We'll not have to dread. Amen. We'll not have to worry. We'll not have to fret. Praise God. Amen. And pretty soon, as you preach Jesus and reflect Jesus, your eye will take off too, and you'll reel another one. Amen. Just keep preaching Jesus. Just stay hid in the cross. Amen. Don't take the glory. Amen. Don't try to get any of the fish. Don't like that. They can see you too good, and they know you're up to something. Let's stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, because I obeyed to God, I was so poor, so needy, never had a car. Amen. Didn't have a car then. Didn't have one white shirt. Didn't have one suit of clothes. A dress suit. Amen. Never had on the bicycle. Amen. So poor. But I started preaching the gospel, Jerry Wall. Living by faith. Praise God. That same fall, after I turned down that job that summer, I started pastoring at the age of 17, the Midway Pentecostal Church. Amen. I'd already laid the groundwork in faithfulness to the church. And those people had enough confidence, they let me try. I'll admit I didn't do too good, probably. Amen. But Vernon Green told folks that I've done just as good as a lot of older preachers had. Amen. Pastoring that church. I don't know. Amen. But I have lacked nothing. And God has never failed. Amen. In 46 years. And he won't fail you either. Don't doubt him. Everything happened just like he planned. And even though there's tribulations, they're not out of control. He's got the reins on them. As they sang, come around the altar and let's pray this morning. Ask God to help us. Amen.
As the world looks upon me as I struggle alone. They say I've got nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I've a roof up above me, a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, there's shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and I find family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I'm not wealthy, and my clothes are not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. In my heart I'm rejoicing, I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I've a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I'm not wealthy, and my clothes are not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. In my heart I'm rejoicing, now I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I've a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. As the world looks upon me as a struggle alone, they say I've got nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me.